friends, very good evening, and I'm very happy to just say a few words in front of you. And I'm very much habituated in especially talking in Hindi in India, especially because all the workers we represent, so they're all non-English speakers and they are very poor and Dalit workers. So my English will be very bad, so kindly excuse me if any wrong is uttered. You see, in the beginning, I would like to say the history of the Indian trade union movement. You are all aware that India has a vast, prolonged, and experienced, rich Indian trade union movement. And especially, despite of having all existing these fundamental differences, we all Indian trade union workers, all the workers of the country united together in one banner with one intention, that we should throw away the British colonial rule from India. That is the first step of the Indian trade union movement. And in spite of having different political ideologies, different ways of thinking, we all came together in one platform, that is in the 1920s, that is the first All India Trade Union Congress, which has been formed. Thousands and thousands of workers joined that independent central trade union with an intention that we should throw away the British colonial rule from India. And that we have successfully done this only with the view that we came in the one platform. That was the only one platform through which we can get this. After this independence, that you should say that the sorry state of affairs is that after the independence, the different ideologies peoples were in the trade union movement, so automatically the different trade union people have formed different unions, and different unions have come up. Means each union has an affiliation with the different political parties. There are Congress-oriented unions, left-oriented unions, and the socialist-oriented unions. This type of unions have come up. And especially in India, you are aware that today about 5 central trade unions are very dominant in the Indian political system. And broadly, I would like to say that because of this unanimously, we all came together, successful enough to combat this British colonial rule. But the multiplicity of union has created little bit problems in the coming, that I will talk to you in later. And especially this multiplicity of union, having a multiplicity of political affiliations, have a different types of labor movement in India. It is quite natural that Congress-oriented unions and the left-oriented unions coming together will have different problems here. And secondly, you see, in India, the industrialization, after the industrialization, the public sector has mostly dominated the trade union movement, and very few in private sectors. And that is the one of the biggest trade union movement, which in organized sectors, there was a big trade union movement. And because of these different trade unions having different political affiliations, all our charter of demands, all our the public sectors, whatever the demands we used to have, that demands have been always dealt by whatever the political parties in power. We used to place our demands before the political parties, and directly through the political mediation, the demands have been used to. Just for an example, the coal industry. If the workers have the multiplicity of unions are there, 5 central trade unions used to place their demands before the coal ministry, directly to the Ministry of Coal, Government of India, and we used to have our negotiations, and in the due to this collective bargaining, we used to have our demands solved. So in one way, we have an effective, having the party affiliations of the mass organizations, we have a effective trade union dialogues and solving the problems also. But here I would like to say that due to this globalization, when the globalization has come, automatically the public sectors have been beginning with the intention of privatizing this. So automatically there is a fall in this political mediation, and once you become a private sector, it is very difficult for you to have a collective bargaining. So automatically, from a collective bargaining to a government level, we will automatically, if it is become a private industry, we will have to have a shop level and factory level and like that. So the multiplicity of union has also created other types of problems. See, in this I would like to give one glaring examples of Coal India. You are all aware that India is the third largest coal producing country in the world, and about 6,500,000 to 600,000 workers are working in that mines, and very few, about hardly there will be 8 or 9% women will be working in that, because it is a we used to call this this coal industry is a patriarchal mining industry. We used to always say that it is a patriarchal system of industry, because it is dominated by male. It is a male dominated industry, we always used to see. And since last post-nationalization period and after nationalization of this coal industry, because the industries were first in the coal industry was with the private hands, then it was nationalized. So from that period to today also, we will see that even a single women directors have not come up. Even a single wage negotiations was not represented by a woman. So such a situation is especially in the women and the mining, we will see that it is not by the women, it is mainly by the male dominated industry. And last time I will just give an example, that last time there's different 5 central trade unions have a wage negotiations with the government of India. Because of this globalization policy, because of the privatizations, it is quite natural that the leaders cannot come to a unanimous decision, because the decision of the Congress is having a different ideologies, and the left party is having different ideologies, whether in the globalization policies or in privatizations or on capital situations, and even in the political sense also they are having a different ideologies. So it was very difficult for them to come together to a common understandings of having a wage negotiations with the workers. And that wage negotiation, because of this globalization policy, because of this this government is against the anti-labor movement, these leaders could not come to a good wage negotiations, and which was rejected by about 3 lakhs workers of the coal industry came on the road, protested against this wage agreement, because they were forced by the trade union leaders to agree to this government's policy, which was not acceptable to the workers. And finally the workers, under the banner of what you will say, that they all came together in the street and fought against this, and they said that no, we are not going to accept this unless the wages and the other benefits which we ask should be implemented. And finally, it was the first time in the history of the coal industry, and that too that independent the workers have been led by we all people, and the new trade union initiative was also lended a hand in that, and that is the crucial time where we, the people who have 50,000, the lakhs of people who came out, and about 50,000 people have given their membership to the independent union, and that independent union is called as Koila Udyog Kamgar Sangathan, and which has a direct alliance affiliations with the new trade union initiative. So what I want to say is that the more the multiplicity of unions, the more the problems we face. So we feel that we can get out of this British colonial system because we were with one platform, but we cannot come with all these problems because with the multiplicity of unions, it is very difficult to fight against the privatization, globalization, everything. So we think that again we have to come with the same idea of how to, maybe in a different manner, because in this global economy, in this global politics, that time the trade union movement and this time trade union movement have a different way of functioning. So we feel that again we have to come to the same of having a one union, one independent union, one organization, one platform. It will be there. Then I think that it will be very easy to fight our with anti-labor, anti-working, anti-people policies of not only the Indian government but the world as a whole. We can fight out in such a fashion. What I was telling about this is that especially in India, many people knows that we are having a different labor legislations. Every sector, everywhere, we are having laws. Whether it is a Minimum Wages Act, whether it is Industrial Dispute Act, whether it is Trade Union Act, Workman Compensation Act, Social Security Act, Bonus Act, Pension Act, Provident Fund Act, and Workman Compensation Act, every acts are there. And every acts has been, if it is an organized sector, if the workers are organized, that the union is strong, we are very strong enough to implement all these laws. But if you go through the other side, these informal sectors, unorganized sectors, even the government never pays the minimum wages at all. They don't pay the minimum wages, in which I would just like to give an example that when we have, about a decade ago, when we have mobilized these forest workers, you will not believe, for putting up 10 hours service in a forest, whether it is in a wildlife area, whether it is in a sanctuary, or whether it is a national park, or in a, just in a, this plantation sector, wherever these workers used to work for 8 hours to 10 hours, they were paid only 4 rupees. 4 rupees means what you will say? Nothing at all. 45 rupees is a dollar, and 4 rupees means what you will imagine of it. That was the situation of the forest workers in India. In that too, especially in Maharashtra, where I am based there. So we have organized these people. They are in different places. We have organized them, and a sustained struggle, and we brought a pressure on the government, and we are successful enough in regularizing about 10,000 forest workers in one stroke. And that too, out of these 10,000, about 70,000 workers were women. So majority of these nurseries and the plantations, they are all dominated by the women workers. So what I want to say that if you mobilize the organized sectors, it is also necessary to mobilize the unorganized sectors, the informal sectors. Otherwise, if you are not unionized, the management is not going to, the government is not going to give any legislations or any legislation which are on vogue, any laws which are in vogue, they will not be going to introduce it. Through that struggle, now you will be aware that we are also having a national forum of forest people and forest workers. In national level we are having, and in this this World Social Forum also, this along with this new trade, this National Forum for Forest People and Forest Workers is also having an affiliation with the New Trade Union Initiative, because the New Trade Initiative believes that the more the organized workers in the union, the more the unorganized indigenous people should also be come in that. And in this forest forum, mainly our intention was that whoever the people may be, whether they are Dalits, whether they are Adivasis, which we call Adivasis here, you call us an indigenous people, and any poor people whose life is totally depend on the forest, they should give, will be given the right to protection and the right to livelihood. That is one of the main thing which we have successfully come out, and we have formed here this national forum, and we are thinking of linking it with international level also. In the World Social Forum, we have tried to how to link this with other in world forest, how we can come out with this. Friends, I would like to say a few things on this, that you are aware that the more you are united, more we are easy to acquire all our demands. And in this, this I would like to say that because of the India's unity against the all privatization, globalization policies, and protest against this this International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and this WTO, that they have given an instruction that any multinational companies come to India, that they should have an amendments to these legal laws which are in force, and they should cut down the manpower in any industries. So these are the conditions, and we fought against it. We all, the Indian, this working class came together, and that is the one of the main slogans where we have successful enough in throwing out the BJP government of Atal Bihari Vajpayee, and we could have a Congress and left-oriented government in the sector. That has given a little bit relief to us. That shows that, that still the working class movement in India are united together to fight against these globalization policies and other privatization policies. Friends, in this globalization policies comes, the more the privatization comes, the more we will be losing the bargaining power. And under such situations, I feel especially that in the era of globalization and the era of this outsourcing, Since last 2 days, we are having a different dialogues with different people, and it has been created by the imperialist countries as well as by the corporate sectors, that this is an outsourcing. Has been a special mind has been set up to that the public mind, and especially in the work in the workers, that it is the India who has Indian work, this labor has stolen the work from the US. Such type of this mentality has been created. They think that we should the Indian labor and the US labor should fight within themselves. They should pit with each other. That is their tendencies. But I feel that we should not look in that way, because through outsourcing, whatever the jobs comes to India, it is I don't think that it is a more dignified jobs or with a very very big wages and big facilities, because in this this outsourcing and how the call centers and IT sectors are dominated, that will be I think that my friend Ashim Roy will give a good idea on this. But what I would like to say on this is that this type of wrong notions which is created with these corporate sectors and these imperialist countries, we should see in a separate manner. And I feel that at this age of outsourcing and at the age of globalization, it is a need of the hour that not only the Indian working class, but the working class of the world should unite together. And I feel that international alliance of workers is a must to get away all these anti-people, anti-worker, and imperialist and capitalist system of society, so that we can have such a society which is not exploited, and it have a good social systems in which there will be nobody is high and nobody is low, and we have equal opportunities, equal justice, social justice and everything. Because discrimination, you know, discrimination is too much. Here we have this color discrimination, and India you will have a caste discriminations, because the social discrimination is too far. Whether it is in a caste plays another role, this discrimination on women plays another role, and they try to fight within ourselves. So I feel that the day has come, we all should come together in an international alliance of workers, women and people of all this, whether it is a student, whether it is a woman, whether it is an intellectuals, whoever may be, all should come together, and we should launch such a sustained and protected struggle. That day is not, that we will sure this get away all this sort of imperialist and capitalist system, and we will have a system of non-exploited society. Thank you very much.